World Adventurers Club welcomes you once again. At this meeting, we find its members urging a bronzed young explorer, Robert Irving, to relate his experiences during a recent trip to Australia. He doesn't seem overly willing, but his comrades will not be denied. Let us join them.
Oh, Bob, good fellow. We know that you spent your honeymoon in Australia, Bob, but surely you must have had a strange experience during your trip. Love and adventure generally travel hand in hand.
Oh, I don't deny that there was a lot of excitement on this last trip, but I wonder if you will accept my tale in the good faith with which I tell it.
Why, of course. Let's have the story, Bob.
By all means, Australia means kangaroos to most people. But geologists say that it's one of the oldest regions above water. Now think what that means.
That's right, gentlemen. Many believe that it is the cradle of the human race. And this seems logical when one goes into Centralia and views the dead heart, as the sandy wastes of Central Australia are called. What strange tales that country could tell.
Well, I hope you didn't spend your honeymoon there.
Yeah, but I did. Elsie is such a wonderful sport about such things. She insisted that we combine business and pleasure. And our honeymoon was spent in the wilds of Centralia, some 150 miles from the Peterman Ranges.
Good Lord, man, what a place to take a woman.
You don't know Elsie. The thing that had brought us there was an ancient grave at the foot of a somber bluff that towered 3,000 feet above us. Hmm. We established our camp there, and Pirando and I went to examine the grave while Elsie rested from the long trip.
Pirando? Who was that?
My partner and guide. Mixed blood ran in his veins.
Oh, a half-breed, eh?
And while I never completely trusted him, he certainly was the man for the job. I noticed that Elsie was never at ease in his presence, but I attributed her distaste to the livid scar that twisted his face into a rather terrible smile.
I hardly blame your wife for avoiding him.
Well, Elsie's nervousness grew during the time we spent there. And one hot night when the stars hung in the purple Centralian skies like electric lights, she crept into my arms, trembling like a child. I laughed at her fears. A native boy was humming some happy little chant nearby, and it all seemed very romantic to me. Then Pirando suddenly loomed before us, blotting out a particularly brilliant star I had pointed out to my wife.
Oh, Mr. Pirando, how you startled me.
I always seem to frighten Mrs. Irving. Is it not so?
Nonsense, Pirando. But Centralia casts a strange spell over those that come to her for the first time, and that ancient grave is scarcely a cheerful neighbor.
Oh, that. He's sleeping well, his feet pointing toward the east, toward the rising sun. But those who have known Khadija do not sleep in peace.
Khadija? What is that?
It is the Australian Aboriginal's term for terror, sweetheart. Stark and dreadful, above physical fear. It is a sacred emblem to them, also a spirit power, unfightable, influencing them during their lives.
And after death as well.
Oh, how horrible. You know, it frightens me, Bob.
The legend of the Khadija shoes whispered by the black boys makes a very interesting story.
Khadija shoes? That's one I haven't heard.
Very interesting, too. It seems that these shoes are made of emu feathers, which are held together by clotted blood.
Oh, how ghastly, Bob.
Now, dear, nothing can hurt you while my arms are around you.
Yes, I do feel safer in your arms.
A very charming love scene, but rather hard on a lonely man like myself. However, to continue with the Khadija shoes, they are so made that their imprint gives no indication as to whether their wearer was coming or going. Therefore, it is impossible to track him.
Well, who wants to track such a creature?
Those whom the tracks circle.
What do you mean?
If the tracks of the Khadija are found around the camp, that tribe is doomed, and their death is not a pleasant one.
And who gives this lord of life and death the power to wear these mighty shoes of emu feathers?
Only those favored by the stars can wear them. Some stars are believed to be the ancestors of the natives. And if a certain man is favored, the spirits of the dead give him tremendous power over his fellows. But if, on the other hand, the shoes are found in his possession, the powers are turned against him, and he dies a terrible death.
Win or lose, someone dies. Looks like the stars aren't taking any chances.
It is not good to scoff at the stars.
Oh, great Scott, Barando, you don't believe in that nonsense, do you?
Oh, Bob, why are they beating that drum?
Darned if I know. But here comes Camilli. Looks like something's up, Barando.
Irving, boss! Irving, boss!
What's wrong, Camilli? What are the boys beating the tom-toms for?
Khadija tracks.
Khadija tracks? Where?
All the same around Missy Yeltsy's tent.
What?
Miss him. Feet go flurry round, round tent.
Oh, Bob! Bob, I'm afraid!
Hush, darling. There's nothing to fear. What do you make of it, Brando?
Probably one of the black boys has a grudge against your wife and wants to kill her.
Oh, don't be a fool. Can't you see that Elsie is frightened enough as it is? If one of those black boys...
No, Irving, boss. No black boy wear shoes. Come along, me. Me show you all the same tracks. See, boss, fella? See, Khadija tracks.
By George, those are interesting. I've never seen anything like them before.
Oh, Bob, can't you forget your scientific interest for even a moment? My life is at stake, do you hear? The tracks are around my tent. I'll die.
Why, Elsie, your nerves are completely shot. Listen, sweetheart, if it will make you feel any better, I'll search this camp until I find the shoes. They must be here.
You'll never find them, Irving. However, if you want to search the boys, I'll line them up for you.
No good search along a black boy for shoes.
Why not, Camilli? Do you know where they are?
Stars tell me, look along a Parando's tent. Same blurry bad fella. Look along a blankets.
What? Miranda wearing the Khadija shoes? Why, you're crazy, Camilli. Why would he want to frighten Elsie like that?
Oh, because he hates me. He hates me. I haven't told you this before, Bob, because I knew what this trip meant to you at the museum. But I can't stand it any longer. I can't.
Elsie, my dear. Why should Pirando hate you?
He made advances to me right after we started on this trip. Said that he'd make the expedition a failure and ruin you with your museum if I didn't let him do as he wished. He's been watching me ever since. Smiling. Always smiling. Oh, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid.
Oh, the swine. Why didn't you tell me, sweetheart? Why this whole trip isn't worth your little finger. Come, Camilli. Let's find Barando.
Oh, don't fight him, Bob. I'm afraid for you.
Oh, I see it all now. He told that story about the shoes after circling Elsie's tent with them. It was all a frame-up. I'll make him eat those shoes.
Oh, no, Bob. For my sake.
Missy, Elsie, right, boss of fella. You go along a tent first. Find the shoes. He hate Missy because she not belong his woman. Where Khadija to kill her. You find him shoes. Turn powers on him. Come this way. Go slow. Oh, soft. Hear him, tent. Come along now.
Come quietly now.
We find the teacher's shoes.
What are you doing in my tent, Irving?
Search the blankets, Camilli.
Get away from my cot, you black...
No! No, I've got you covered. Frighten a girl because she wouldn't listen to you, eh? You're the lowest kind of a dog
look,
I ever...
Look, fella boss! The teacher's shoes!
My God, it's true! Fernando, you devil, I'll...
What's happened? Brando's fallen.
The yellow car, he fainted from fear.
Him dead.
What?
Me told you find Khadija's shoes. Stars plurry angry along Parando. Him die. Not Missy Elsie. Stars put curse on Parando.
Well,
boy,
that's a time when heart failure came in handy. I suppose those natives thought that the Khadija killed Barando.
I'm very thankful to Khadija. For if it hadn't killed Ponando, I probably should have. The rat, he had it coming to him.
Then I take it you believe in Khadija.
Oh, good heavens, that's absurd to believe in that witchcraft of the natives. It was a plain case of heart failure, brought on by such strong emotions as hate and fear.
Absurd? I wonder. We later discovered that Ponando had a goodly mixture of the blood of the black boys in his veins. And Khadija never loses its powers on a native, no matter how civilized he has become.
Sounds like superstitious claptrap to me.
Call it what you will, gentlemen. But this much I know. Both Pirando and I had very rigid physical examinations before we left on that trip, and his heart was as good as it is possible for a heart to be. Think it over, gentlemen.
That certainly does give these gallant vagabonds something to think about. No man knows what awaits him beyond the far horizon. The members of the club invite you to join them again at their next meeting and listen to another strange adventure in a strange land.